Chaitanya Bhagavata ki jai. Srila Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Jai Shri Radhe. It's a very interesting section of Chaitanya Bhagavat until Leela has begun. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas from Kesha Bharati and Katwa 12 days before, because we're going to drop into the Leela on the 12th day, 13th day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been sannyasi now for 12 days. Yugayutam nameshena chakshusha pravishayutam shunyayutam jagatsravam govindavirahiname. 12 days. 12 days, 12 years, 12,000 years, 12. 12 is a very important number. Whenever 12 years passes in our life, then some important things happen. Significant changes, examinations, assessments, analysis, who I am, where I am, what I'm doing, who I'm doing what with, where. Who I'm doing what with where. So you may change who you're doing what with, and you may change where you're doing it at the 12-year juncture. So now, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one moment, Nimesha, away from Radharani, is like a yuga. Yugayitam Nimeshena. Nimeshena. The blink of an eye. It's like 12 years. It's like a yuga. 12 years can be a yuga. It is. It's a yuga. So after passing one yuga as a sannyasi, something very significant happened. What happened after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed one yuga as a sannyasi? It means 12 days. Just imagine, you're traveling with Lord Chaitanya. There are five people in the party traveling. Lord Chaitanya is traveling Sankirtan party. Who is traveling with Lord Chaitanya on their way to Jagannath Puri ki jai? I think Jagannath Puri has come here, isn't it? The Rasai Walas Acha and some exalted personalities, the direct servants of Gopinath and Jagannath and all the Naths. All the servants of Gopinath and Jagannath have come to meet Srinath. Nathji, Giridhari. Giridhari Nathji. Gopal Nathji. It says in the Puranas, if one has darshan, there are five Naths. Five Naths. There's Jagannath, there's Dwarkanath, Badrinath, Badrinath Vishal, there's Dwarkanath, there's Jagannath. Like this, and then in the four directions. And then the fifth Nath is Nathji, Sri Nathji. Giridhari ki jai. So it says in one pranic shloka, if one has darshan of only Nathji, Gopal Nathji, then he gets the benefit of having darshan of all the other Naths. Jagannath, Badrinath, Dwarkanath. So you don't have to go all the way to the Himalayas to Badrinath's darshan, or all the way to West India, to Gujarat, Dwarkadham, to have Dwarkanath's darshan, or all the way to East India to have Jagannath's darshan, or South, I forget the other one, can't remember. But Nathji is here, Giriraj is Nathji, and Giridhari has gone off to now Natwara. So now 12 days Lord Chaitanya has passed as a sannyasi. He's traveling with Nityananda and Gadadhar and Jagannanda Pandit and Mukunda and Govinda and Brahmananda. Traveling party of six. Auspicious number. He's carrying his danda. He's looking very beautiful and effulgent. Vaikunthavasi, Vaikunthanath, Gauranga. Tall, handsome, beautiful, sweet, charming, effulgent, full of love. Prem Sarup Gauranga. Radha Kanti Sarup Gauranga. Radha Prem Sarup Gauranga. Rasaraj Mahavad, Radha Krishna Yugo. Most of the time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was always crying out, Radhe, Radhe. No, in a mood of Radharani separation, Krishna, Krishna, where is Krishna? As Krishna is experiencing Radha's viraha, Radha's separation, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And sometimes he would tumble on the ground, roll on the ground, and take darshan of some deity, go to Bhuvaneshwar and see Lingaraj or this temple or that temple and see a deity, a Shiva deity, Ram deity, immediately think of Krishna. Because all the deities are all expansions of Krishna. And they all these murti darshans and temple darshans became udipana for Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be in intense fear. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. And he would start dancing and feel so elated, so joyful to see the puja, to see the takraji, to see the pujari. They're all udipana. Stimulants, excitants for his Krishna relishing Radha's bhav, viraha bhav, virahini, virahini radha. Mahabhavati, Mahabhavati Radha. So he didn't carry his danda. He had his danda. He was given a danda by Kesha Bharati and Katwa. Egg danda. Advaitin. Advaitin Sampradaya, egg danda. But he was so much in ecstasy, dancing, rolling on the ground, he couldn't carry the danda, so he gave it to Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit was carrying the danda most of the time. Then one fine day, on the 12th day, 12 days, Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas in Katwa, for several days he wandered in the area around Katwa called Radadesh, looking for Krishna. And finally he went to Shantipur. And he met all the devotees at Shantipur briefly. He reunited with all his associates that he left so abruptly 10 days, 9 days before. He met them in Shantipur, Sachimata, etc. Then he went on en route to Jagannath Puri, Neelachala Dham, Jagannath Puri Yatra. Now it's the 12th day, and somehow or other, on this particular day, Lord Chaitanya, they passed through one toll. I'm giving you a little background before we begin today's discussion from the Antilila. He passed through one toll, and the toll master, he was impressed by the prabhav, the sadhu prabhav, the tej, the prem. He wanted to tax everyone, but somehow his heart melted when he saw Lord Chaitanya. He said, you can go, you go. No tax, no toll. So the other ones, he said, you stop, Nitai. Gadadhar, Jagannanda, Brahmananda, Govinda, stop, Ruko, Ruko, Paisa Dedo, Paisa, toll. Hey, we're Vairagis, we're bhikshus, we're Vairagis, we have nothing. The Lord Chaitanya started going ahead. And that one fine day, after 12 days of carrying this danda, being sannyasi, then Nityananda said, Jagannanda, give me that danda. I want to carry that danda. This was unusual because all the time Jagadananda carried it. And not Nitai, not Gadadhar, and not Gauranga. So on this particular day, after 12 days of sannyas, Nitai carried the danda. And when Nitai was holding the danda, let's see, we need a prop here. Here's a danda. Nitai had the danda, and then there's he had some dialogue. He talked to the danda because everything is conscious, as you know. So Nityananda, he took the danda. He took the danda from Jagannanda. He looked at the danda and he said, oh, hey, danda. Ami janre vahiye ridaye. Se tomare vahibeka eta jukta nahi. Oh, danda, it is not proper that he whom I carry in my heart should have to carry you on his shoulder. It is not proper. And Siddhanta Saraswati gives further dialogue. Nitai said, listen, Danda, we, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Jagannanda, Brahmananda, we all carry Sri Krishna, the Lord of the 14 worlds within our hearts. We are his eternal servants. You are committing an offense, Mr. Danda, you are committing an aparad. A danda aparadha. Aparadha danda. Mr. Danda, you are committing an aparadha by making that Lord, Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, making him carry you. Making the Lord your carrier. Who do you think you are, Danda? Hey, Danda. Don't try to become the Lord of my Lord. Do not engage Mahabharu in carrying you anymore. You hear that? And not only that, to make sure that he doesn't carry you, watch this. Bah! 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 What did that mean? It means that Nittai broke Gauranga's danda in three parts. Ek do teen. On the 12th day, 12th day means yuga, yugayutam dameshina, gambira lila baraso, 12 years, ek yuga. Gambira lila of Gauranga was also 12 years. He says, listen, danda. Gauranga has carried you for one yuga. Isn't that enough? So now a new chapter begins. As I mentioned, 12 days or 12 years. It's a yuga and a major change. So now Gauranga Mahaprabhu is without a danda. He's not carrying a danda anymore. He's danda-less. A danda. He has no danda. Finally, the other six associates, they got free from the toll collector and they came and they met Gauranga, Gauranga Milan. And Gauranga looked at Jagananda. Are? Jagai? Danda? Danda Kotai? Then he turned to Nittai. And that's where we're carrying on today. This is chapter 2, verse 2:17. Bhagna danda deki maha haila vismita antare jagarananda haila chintita. Gaur Sundar was greatly astonished on seeing the broken danda. Shortly thereafter, Jagarananda returned. He was also greatly astonished. Varta jignasena danda bangi leka ke. Nityananda Bale Danda Dari Leka Jay. Nittai, who broke the danda? Nittai replied very cleverly. Listen how Nittai replied. And Nittai said, he who held the danda, he broke it. What he said? Danda dhari, dandi dhari leka jay. He who held the danda broke it. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his danda. It's his sannyas danda. His ek danda. He held it. Nittai is in Bali above. Nittai speaks more to explain the situation of the broken danda. Apanara danda prabhu bhangiya pane tanra danda bhangite ki. Pare anya jane. Prabhu broke his own danda. Who else is capable of breaking it? Jagananda came and he found the danda, then he went to Nittai. Now Jagananda he picked up that danda and then he ran the Gaura Sundar. Shuni vipra arana karila priyutara. Bhanga danda lai matra chalila satvara. When that Brahmin heard Nittai's reply, he didn't say anything. He quickly took the danda and left. Vasya chena jata Sri Gaura Sundar Bhanga danda peli dila Prabhura gochara. That Brahmin went to the place where Sri Gaura Sundar was sitting and he placed the danda before the Lord and left. He put the danda before the Lord and he ran away after that. The Brahmin said, my Lord, here's your danda. See, it's like in pieces. And he ran away from there. Because Nisringa Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become Nisringa. Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. And then the whole world can be destroyed simply by his glance. What to speak of his fingernails? If Nisringa Chaitanya glances angrily at the world, the entire Tribhuvan will be nashed. Tribhuvana nashed, hoga. All three worlds, Bhur Bhuvaswa, Ekdam, destroyed. So this Brahman, he's a little vidvan. Prabhubali, kaha danda, bhangila kemani, patekiva kandola, kalila karasani. Mahaprabhu said, tell me, how was the danda broken? Did you have a fight with someone on the way? Did you have a fight with someone on the way? I mean, it's a good weapon. A danda is 6 feet. Imagine this danda. A danda is usually as tall as the man. If the man is 7 feet tall, that danda is 7 feet long. When we say danda, that's also called lati. Lati means stick fighting. There's a type of fighting, stick fighting. One man who's good at stick fighting, he can beat 10 men if they attack him. He has eklati. Eklati, if he's expert in lati, then he can smash 10 men if they attack him. This way, that way. So Lord Chaitanya is very practical. Devotees are common sense. They're practical. Acha. Oh, you broke my danda in self-defense. You're defending yourself from some asur, some demon. Someone attacked the devotee, so you're defending. Okay, fine. Everything has its utility. Utility is the principle. Generally, the danda, according to Puranas, the danda is the vas. Sarva deva vas. Sarva deva vas. And the danda, the tri dandi of the Vaishnavas, all the devas live there. 33 crore demigods living inside the danda. And Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, they do puja. The sannyasis, every day they do puja. Phool, agarbati, deepam, bogam, tulsi. Not about tulsi. Tulsi's there, but Paramatma's there. Shirdakshay Vishnu is the top of the Vaishnava danda, this part. So they do puja. And they have one little asan. Like we have this kurma asan for kanch, for shank. Shank has one kurma asan, yes? Kurma asan, three legs. A stand or an asan for the shank, proper. It's called kurma asan. But this, so danda has small asan, they carry with them. They put on a table or wherever they put the danda on that, should never touch the ground. And they do puja. So, this thing is broken. It's broken in three pieces. Aparadhe. Sarvadeva aparadhe. Danda's Sarvadeva Vas. Residence of all the devatas. 33 crore. But for Vaishnava Seva, Krishna Seva, then all the demigods can be engaged. They're all devotees. Sura Asur. Devas are devotees. Sura. They're serving the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, okay, that's reasonable. It's acceptable. It's reasonable, it's acceptable that my danda may have been broken to defend yourself. I can accept that. Because you're engaging that danda to protect Nittai and Gadadhar, Jagannanda, Mukunda, Brahmananda, Vaishnava Seva, Vaishnava Raki, Krishna Karaki, protecting the devotees. We ask this question. Then the answer came. Kahila Jagadananda Pandita Sakala Bangilena Danda Nityananda Suvivala. Suvivala. Jagannanda Pandit narrated the entire incident to Mahaprabhu and said, Nityananda was overwhelmed in ecstasy and he broke your danda. Bival, Vival means, vival, this is like overwhelmed. Nityananda prati prabhu, jinyase apani, ki lagi bangila danda, kaha deki shuni. Then Gaur asked Nittai, tell me, ki lagi bangila danda, ki lagi. Ki lagi bangila danda, kaha deki shuni. Tell me, I want to see, tell me. Why you broke my danda, Nittai? Why, Nittai? Tell me, Nittai, why did you break my danda? Nityananda bale bangi jache vamsh kana na para shamite kar jay shasti praman. Nittai said, I didn't break your danda. I simply broke a piece of vamsh. I simply broke some bamboo, vamsh, right? Vamshidari, flute, bamboo. I didn't break your danda. I broke some bamboo. Napara shama. If you cannot forgive me, then shasti praman. Shasti means beat me, punish me, shasti. The word shishya actually comes from the Sanskrit shast. Shast means give the sauce. The word shishya, you know, chela shishya means disciple, devotee, disciple, shishya. It comes from shast. Shast means to beat, to punish. So the guru is supposed to beat and punish the disciple, especially his ego. The guru really gives shast to the ego. Ahankara, purusha abhiman, aham karta, aham big man. Tong. Das, 100 times removed, das on a das. Gopi, Bharti, you want to be Gopi? You want to be Gopi Manjari? Manjari chahiye? Gopi Saki Rup chahiye? Then Dainya Bhav, Ati Dainya Bhav. Chinarapi Suni Chena Taroriva Sahishna Amanina Manidena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hari. Hari Kirtan. Why Hari? Why not Krishna? Because Radharani is speaking this verse. She doesn't like this Krishna. Kirtaniya Sada. Hari. Radharani, Krishna and Radhabhav and Gambhir Leela speaking the Shikshastakam. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Not Kirtaniya Sada Krishna, Sada Govinda, Damodar Madhav, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. Govinda Kirtan Nehi, Krishna Kirtan Nehi. What is Krishna saying in Gita? Krishna says, do my Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan. 9th chapter of Gita, Krishna says, Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam. Satatam kirtiyantam, satatam kirtiyantam, kirtan, mam, who's speaking that verse? Krishna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, satatam kirtiyantam, mam. So Krishna's telling Arjuna, Krishna kirtan karo. Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro, premam ritambo nidhihi. But Radharani, Krishna, Gauranga is telling Hari Kirtan, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Because she's only thinking, this black person is a thief. He's a lion. He's a singha. He's a lion. He's a thief. Hari means lion. Hari means lotus. Hari means thief. Chore. Yes, always do Kirtan of that chore. He left me. My love is not genuine. He left. He went Mathura, Dwarka, wherever. I don't know somewhere he went. He's Hari, he's a thief, he stole my heart. Kirtanya Sadahari. Hari, 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 Hari. So Nityananda is ready for the punishment. He's ready for the Shasti. He's a good disciple of Gauranga. All right, Gauranga, I misbehaved. Now lay it on me. Whop me, beat me, hit me, crack me, punish me, rebuke me, chastise me, tie me up, drag me, pierce me, chop me, like the servants of Hiranyakashipu. They ordered him to kill Prahlad. Pierce him, chop him. Daggers are trying to stab him. No result. And the tie is ready. All right. Yes, I broke it. Okay, come on. Punish me. Prabhupale jahi sarva deva adishtan se tumara mate ki haila vamshakan. Gauranga said, Nitai shunio, shuno Nitai. Vamsh? Vamsh hai? Sarva deva adishtan? Listen, Nitai. You're saying it's a piece of bamboo? Vamsh? Sarva deva adishtan. All the demigods reside in the danda. And you say it's a piece of bamboo? Tika by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, the Shastras are explaining that one should always respect the supremely pure Tridanda, which is a worshipable form of the three guna avatars. But, because I told you, Sarva Deva Adishtan means all the demigods are there. That includes Brahma and Shiva and Mahavishnu, Shirdakshai Vishnu. It's not a demigod, but he's also included. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, Ki bujite pare gora sundarera lila, mane kare eka muke kare ara kela. Who can understand Gaura Sundar Leela? Gauranga thinks one thing, mane kare ek, muke kare ara kela. But then he says something else. Eteke jay bhale buji, Krishnara ridhaye, se se abhoriha janiha nishchai. Therefore, I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, want to tell you, you should understand for certain that anyone who says, I understand the mind of Krishna, he is number one fool. As Prabhupada say, fool. He's a abhoda. Abhoda means he has no... Say abhoda iha janiha nishchai. Abhoda means no buddhi. Abhoda. Abhoda means his buddhi. He has no brains. He's stupid. He lost his intelligence. Vrindavan Das Thakur goes on. Mari bena hena jari achaye antare tahare odheki jena mahapriti kare. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur, first he states some praman. He says, bujite kare, it's very difficult to understand the mind of Krishna. Don't try to understand the mind of Krishna. Even we're told, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra. It's very difficult to understand, it's extremely difficult to understand the mind, the Kriya, the Vaishnav Kriya, the Vaishnav actions, behavior, the mind, the movements of a Vaishnava. Very difficult to understand and perceive. If we are Vaishnav Praya, if we are Prakriti Vaishnav, and we're looking at Bhava Bhakta, or we're looking at Premi Bhakta, or we're looking at Nishtita Bhakta, or we're looking at a Ruchi Bhakta, Bhakta with Ruchi, or a Sakti, from our viewpoint of being Vaishnav Praya, or a Prakriti Vaishnav, then we're like looking like this. Yes, yes, I see the Rasik Vaishnava. I see the Rasik Babuka. Rasik Babuka Vaishnava. I see him very clearly. I understand. Yes, he's doing this. This means that. This is the vision. This is under drishti, blind vision. We can only understand according to our own level of advancement. In English they say, it takes one to know one. If you're a gunda, you know how gundas think very well. If you're a dacoit, you understand dacoits. If you're a true bhakta, have the heart of a devotee, then you understand the heart of a devotee. If you're a Vaishnava Praya, almost a Vaishnava, then you understand a Vaishnava Praya. Oh, he's like me. We can't even understand the plane of perception that we're seeing and existing in, the sensual plane, what we can see. But Krishna is a prakriti vastu. We cannot see Krishna unless we're premis. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. With premanjan, then we can have darshan of Krishna ranjan. Premanjan, Krishna ranjan darshan. So Krishna is a prakriti, we can't see. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that we cannot understand the mind of Krishna, we can't even understand the mind of what we can see. What to speak of understanding the mind of someone we can't see? Can you imagine? If I ask you a question, do you understand the mind of the invisible man? The invisible man? No, I never saw him. I never saw that invisible man. I don't understand. So then he goes on to explain. First he makes a point. Anyone who tries to understand Krishna is a abodha. Abodha means he has no buddhi. Buddhi nahi. He is minus intelligence, which means he's stupid, he's foolish. Fools rush in where angels dare not. So this is the point that Vrindavan Das Thakur. So similarly, Vaishnav, Hari Guru Vaishnava, Eki Tattva, Hari Guru Vaishnava. This is Bhakti Tattva. Hari Bhakti, Vaishnava Bhakti, Guru Bhakti. So if one tries to understand Krishna, he is abodha. He's murka. He's fool. The same also applies for trying to understand advanced Vaishnava devotees. The Madhyam Adhikari, or the Madhyam Uttam. Or the Madhyam, you have Kanishtha and Kanishtha Uttam. There are different levels due to the level of advancement. And Uttam Kanishtha, then Uttam Madhyam, and Uttam Uttam. And then Mahabhagavat, and five classes of Mahabhagavats. Very difficult. So much hierarchy, division is there. We can make some approximation, but it will be misconception, misjudgment. So then what to do? Then humility, dhainyabhav, and man, mandena, all respect, all regards. I don't understand, I'm a fool, I'm a bodha, I'm foolish, I'm stupid, I can't understand. I'll never understand. If I become advanced devotee, maybe I'll understand. But if I start trying to understand and make offenses, saruninda, then I'll never become advanced devotee. So I'll never really understand. Because my own offenses will drive me down. Narak. Narak krapti. Now he makes this point. Now he explains something about the nature of the Lord. And the nature of the Lord is also very similar to the nature of Vaishnavas. If we have the chance to associate with very advanced Vaishnavas, very advanced sannyasis, babajis, gurus, acharyas, etc., mahajans, we will see that many of these same characteristics that are given for Krishna, Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving a few verses now, we'll hear, to explain the inconceivability of Krishna, Achintya Shakti. Remember, Jiva Goswami is telling in Sandarbhas, Achintya Shakti, if one cannot accept that Bhagavan has Achintya Shakti, inconceivable power, he can never be a bhakta. If he tries to understand with his intelligence, and Brahma says in Gyane Prayasam Urupasya Namanta Eva, Gyane Urupasya, he says it's a prayas. It's a waste of time. Gyane Prayasam Urupasya Namanta Eva, it's in Brahma Stuti, 10th canto of chapter 14. Brahma couldn't understand, Brahma Vimohan. He cannot understand Krishna, he has Char Mukh, Char Shir, our Brahma. That means any Brahma. Whether Brahma has four heads, some Brahmas have eight heads, some Brahmas have 10 heads, 50 heads, some Brahmas have 1 lakh of heads. 1 lakh. 1 lakh Shir, Brahmas in different universes. But even though those Brahmas, they cannot get, they are also Gyane Priyasi Murupasti Namanteva. They cannot understand Krishna. In the same vein, we cannot understand the Vaishnavas. Whether we have one head or two heads or four heads. Or a lack of heads. So therefore, what is our recourse? Our recourse is seva. Humble seva. Dasasmi. What I can't understand, I bow down to. What I can't understand, I venerate. I honor. What I can't understand, I serve. Because this is God. God we cannot understand. We bow down and we serve. Vaishnavas, we bow down and we serve. And by service, we can get understanding. Sevan mukhehi jivadas, swayameva spuratyadas. Sevan mukhehi jivadho. Sevan mukhe spurti. Sevan mukhe spurti. The chief characteristic of spurti. What is the basis of spurti? Spurti means vision. Krishna spurti, Radha spurti, Leela spurti. Seeing a spurti at the level of bhav. When it comes to the level of bhava, then spurti comes. By the mercy of the Lord, by Radha and Krishna kripa. But what is the basis of spurti? The basis of spurti is seva mukhe jiva. It says, Swayam sports puratyada spurti adi. What is it? Mukhe. Seva mukhe. Mukhe means the chief, the basis. Seva is the basis by serving Vaishnavas. Humble service to those inconceivable Vaishnavas. Humble service to those advanced and elevated Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are beyond our touch and beyond our mind. Our mind cannot touch them. Our intelligence cannot understand them. That seva mukhe, that will give spurti. That will give Krishna spurti. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi, Navaved Graham Indre. Begins with the name. By doing the name, we get Sukriti. Ado Shvadatata Sarusanga. Then the name gives enough Sukriti, enough Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti for Sarusanga. And then there is Diksha. Diksha Shikshadi Shikshanam. Then there is Seva. Guru Seva. So now he's going to explain. Mari Bena Hena Jare Ache Antare Tahare Odeki Jaina Mahapriti Kare. Bhagavan Sri Krishna may show great affection even to a person who intends to kill him. Now this is contradictory. Someone comes to kill you. Hey, I'm going to kill you. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Welcome, please sit down. Let me greet you with an asan and some nice prasadam and sweet words. That's a very beautiful revolver you have. That's a very beautiful pistol. Is that a 457 Magnum? Oh, it's very nice. I think you can kill me very nicely with that. Please sit down. Where have you come from? I'm so honored to have such an honor. I'm so happy to have such an honorable guest coming to my house. Please relax. May I bathe, wash your feet, and give you some maha sweets and a mala and some chandan on your forehead. This is titi. This is atiti achar. Behavior for greeting an atiti, a guest. Okay, thank you very much. Very nice, Mahaprasad, Krishna Mahaprasad. Thank you. Boom, boom, boom. Then he murders you. Nitai Gaur, Harivo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. How to understand such a person? Putana came with Kalakuta poison on her breast. The poison that came from the Kirsamudra Mantan, that was enough poison to burn up the entire universe, and only Shiva could handle it. Har Har Mahadev, Nilakant Mahadev, Nilakant. That's his actual color, he's a golden sroop, Sonaranga. Lord Shiva, he's married to Gauri, he's Gaur. Gauri Shankar. Shankar is golden sarup. His body is golden color. But he covers it with basma. Basma. Do you know what kind of basma? The basma from the bodies of burned pure devotees. Jai Ho. And Shiva wears a garland of skulls. Whose heads are those? There's two answers to this question. You understand the question? Everyone understands the question? We're talking about Lord Shiva, and he's wearing snakes, which are Shankarshan, and he's wearing a garland, a mala of skulls. You know, skulls, heads. There's two answers. One answer is, there's a story. Once Shiva was sitting with his wife, Durga, Himavati, Parvati. And she said, "Oh Prabhu, I have a question. It's always been on my mind for years and years of our marriage. And I don't mean to pry into your personal business. And I don't have any problem with the way you dress. It's wonderful. It's very beautiful. I love your choice of necklaces. Your sarp mala is very beautiful. I like when I embrace you and those sarps are looking at me. When I embrace you tightly, Shankar, and those sarps are going... I'm looking like this behind you and the sarps going... I go, hello. And I wink my eyes at the sarp and I'm embracing you. Oh, Shankar. Oh, Mahadev. I don't mind. But there's one question that has always bothered me for many, many years. Do you mind, Prabhu? Small question. Can I ask you this question? So Mahadev was in a very tolerant mood, a very peaceful mood, shanti. Har Har Mahadev. Shankar Bhagavan. He said, "Yes, Devi. Bhat Guru." And she said, very softly, This mala of these skulls around your neck, you know, 1, 2, 3, these skulls going around, that's one of your more attractive accoutrements. And can you explain a little bit?" And Shiva was very peaceful. He said, "Yes, Parvati, these are your skulls. Kalpa after kalpa, you come and you go and you come and you go. Sometimes you go to Daksha Yajna and you give up your body and you leave one head over there in the Sati, in the Yajna, Daksha Yajna, and I pick up that head and I put it on my garland. Your head is so dear to me, I'm wearing it as a garland. I love you so much. I even love your skulls." Now that's pretty intense. That's another way to look at it, right? Then, that's the fact. But then it's also told in Shastra that those are the skulls of great Vaishnavas, which he collects when he goes to the cremation ground. Lord Shiva, then he collects the ashes from the bodies of the Vaishnavas, and sometimes there's a skull that hasn't burned all the way, and this is some great Vaishnava. This is called Manina Manidena Kirtaniya Sadhari. Manina Manidena, Manadena, showing the greatest adhar, the greatest respect and honor, even for the deceased Vaishnava. Just see the example of Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, this is the inconceivable, this is the Achintya. Achintya Tattva of Bhagavan. You can't understand it. And someone might say, oh, Vrindavan Das Thakur, you said that if I'm a Bodha, if I try to understand Gauranga or Krishna, then I'm unintelligent. I'm foolish. I disagree with you. So Vrindavan Das Thakur can understand this mentality. He says, well, you're thinking like that. Now I'll explain. Here's one example. Someone comes to kill him and he shows affection to them. Now, can you understand that? Can you understand that with your mind? Someone comes to kill you and you show him love and affection? No, you cannot understand that. Well, Krishna did that. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, that is his Achintya Leela, Achintya Tattva, Putana Leela. There's an example of that. Then the next verse he gives is this one. Prana sama adika jay sava bhaktagan tahare odeki jaina nirapikshaman. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains more about the inconceivability of Krishna's behavior and dealings. Prana sama adika jay sava bhaktagan tahare odeki jaina nirapikshaman. Nirapikshaman. Then the purport. Gaurasundara's bhaktas are equal to Gauranga, to Gauranga's own life. The devotees of Lord Gaur have no desire to deviate from the bhakti marg shown by Gaurahari. To reveal that he, Gauranga, is not always obliged to his devotees, Sri Gaurasundara sometimes displays indifference. So this happens sometimes, and often happens, actually, with Krishna's bhaktas and Gauranga's bhaktas also, that the Lord, he neglects his devotees. He does not give sporti. He does not give darshan. Darshan ne dedo. Sporti ne dedo. Krishna kahan, Krishna kahan, Krishna kahan. Radha kahan, Radha kahan. Radha kotai, Radha kotai, Krishna kotai. The devotee is trying so hard in their sadhana bhajan, sadhana bhajan. Oh Krishna, please, please, be satisfied with me, be pleased with me, be happy with me. Show me something, some glimmer, some glimpse, some darshan, some mercy, something revealed to me of your presence in my life, of your existence. Is it all make-believe? Is it all, what am I doing? Please reciprocate with me. Come to me, speak to me, show me something. And Krishna looks at the devotee and he says, no, not now. He loves to play looky-looky. Looky-looky, this means hide and seek. This is the favorite, one of Krishna's favorite pastimes. He plays with the sakas in Govardhan, in Kamyavan. In the caves of Kamyavan, it's a very wonderful place to play hide and seek. Bhojantali, Krishna, Subal, Sridham, all the sakas, they take nice bhog, tiffin. Then afterwards, they rest under the trees, take some tambul, chamar, relax. Then they say, come on, boys. Kailana. Let's play a game. Let's play hide and seek. Okay, Krishna, you close your eyes and you count to 100. You count backwards from 100. Then all the boys run. They run behind the trees, they run in the caves, they run up in the mountain in the caves. 100, 99, 98, 97, 96. So in this game that Krishna plays with the bhaktas, Bhagavan Bhakta, hide and seek, Krishna hides. Krishna, we're counting. One round, two rounds, ek mala, do mala, teen mala, char mala. Okay, Krishna, we're counting our mala. Then, okay, now look, okay. Krishna. Krishna mandir mein, acha. Oh, mandir nahi, acha. Krishna, Bhagavat, Krishna Bhagavat Sarup, Bhagavatam, Krishna Bhagavat Sarup, Krishna Prem Sarup, okay, Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Samastrita Ye Parapalava Palavam Mahatpanyan. Like this. Oh, Krishna, not here either. He's not in the Bhagavatam. Acha. Oh, Krishna's in Vrindavan. Yes, I go to Vrindavan, Braj Yatra. I come to Vrindavan. I go to Vamshivat. Vamshivat. Krishna, no. Here, there. Everywhere Krishna's hiding. Very good hiding place. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Dharmasya tattvam guhitam nihitam guhayam. Guhayam. Krishna's hiding. He's hiding in the heart and he's hiding from the heart. This is a very interesting phenomenon. When one comes to Bhava Bhakti, they say that the Bhava Bhaktas and Premi Bhaktas, Krishna's in their heart. Govinda Vishram. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Govinda Vishram. Krishna's in their heart. And time to time, the Bhava Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, he has Spurti of Krishna, Krishna ka Spurti, Darshan. Sometimes hears Krishna's Vamshi. Maybe his vachan, his words, his fragrance, smelling his fragrance, his spurti, indriya spurti. Sometimes seeing lila, lila dristi, lila spurti, momentary, few moments, few hours. It seems that Krishna's right with the Bhava Bhakta and Premi Bhakta. But then he disappears. He's in the heart. Nihitam guhayam. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. The truth, dharma tattva. What is the truth of dharma? The highest truth of dharma is prem sarup of Krishna. And prem sarupini radha. This is the highest dharma tattva. The highest truth of dharma is Radha Krishna Madhurya Ujvala Prem. Parakiya Bhav. There's no higher truth, no higher religious truth than this. The Parakiya Leela of Radha Govinda Yuga. They're in the heart. Radha Govinda are in the heart of the Premi Bhakta. Sometimes he gets sporty and sees them, but then sometimes Radha Krishna hide. Even they hide in the heart. They hide in the cave of the heart, and the devotee's looking, hey, I saw you. You're here. I look within, antarjisti. Smaran, dhyan, juvano smriti. I can't find you. You're hiding. Then the devotee vilap, laments and starts crying, oh, this is Krishna's game, hide and seek. He's playing hide and seek with the Premi Bhaktas and with the Bhava Bhaktas. And what about us, we Vaishnava Praya, we aspiring devotees? He's also playing hide and seek, mostly hiding. Mostly Krishna's hiding. And we're seeking. Very difficult to understand this, Lord. He mata chintya agamya lila matra, tana anugrahe buche tana kripa patra. The pastimes of Bhagavan are inconceivable. Achintya lila, and unfathomable. Achintya lila, agamya lila. Only one who is favored by Bhagavan can he understand them. Kripa patra, anugraha. Tana anugrahe buje tana kripa patra. One must be a kripa patra. One must be a recipient. Kripa patra. Patra means like you get a certificate. Patra. Kripa patra. Sign. Bhagavan. Oh. Ah, acha? I got a courier mail today from Bhagavan. Acha. It's one kripa patra. One kripa patra has come in the mail by courier. That's Krishna's anugraha, bhaktavatsalya. And if that anugraha comes in the heart of the bhakta, then he can understand one drop of Krishna. Krishna samudra, Krishna tattva samudra, Krishna rasa samudra, rasa sindhu, Krishna rasa sindhu, Krishna tattva sindhu. If anugraha comes, then that bhakta, he can understand ek bindu of Krishna's tattva sindhu, or Krishna rasa sindhu. If a devotee gets the mercy of the Lord, he can understand one drop of that unlimited ocean of Krishna's rasa, rasaraj Krishna. He can understand one drop of that unlimited ocean of prakrita vastu, tattva, siddhanta, the truth of Bhagavan. One drop. Ek bindu. At this juncture in time, we don't even understand a drop. Not even a sputter, a half a drop. Half a adabindu. Adabindu. Nejantahun. We don't understand. So it's pitiful. So we cry. The Premi Bhakta cries because Krishna gives spurti, then he hides, even from the core of the heart. And he cries, "Oh Bhagavan, oh Radharani, I was serving you. I was brushing your hair, Kesh Seva. And Rupa Manjari was holding a mirror in front of you. And you were looking at the mirror, and sometimes you're looking at me in the mirror. I saw you glancing at me in the darpan. And then I couldn't see. Hey, where are you? I can't find inside, outside, this way, running this way, that way, Radhe. Exporti or, please, once again. No, hide and seek, then crying, krandan. So this is Premi and Bhava Bhakta. What to speak of? Kanishta? We're all Kanishta. We're trying. How much we have to cry? The Premi Bhaktas cry because they see and then they can't see again. Premi Bhaktas cry because they see a spurti or even sakshatkar, darsha, direct darsha. And then, bingo. Here and gone. And then the neophyte, the practitioner, the sadhak, the siddhana sadhak, and the sadhak, he's crying, "Krishna, I'm trying, but you're not giving me any kind of spurti at all. So now I am crying. I'm trying, and now I'm crying. But the problem is, we cannot even cry because our hearts are so hard. Jada Riddhi, stone heart. We can't even cry. Once I heard one acharya, he said, "We should cry because we can't cry." He explained it. He said, Percy was teaching, he said, "We should cry for Krishna, Krishna Krandam. Cry for Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bhagavan, Hare Krishna. But we can't cry. This is the Pratam Shiksha. Pratam Shiksha, this is the first instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Oh, my Naya Navashishya, my Naya Shishya, your name is Krishna Das. Your name is Krishna Das. And you take your mala. Now you cry for Krishna. You chant the Maha Mantra on these sacred Tulsi beads and you cry for Krishna. You cry. You don't know how to cry? You were once a baby. Remember? You were a baby, bacha, chota chota bacha. And when you were a baby, you cried. You cried oceans and oceans of tears. You cried oceans of tears for your mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, give me this. Mommy, give me that. Mommy, save me, wipe me, cry me, dry me, fry me, everything. Mommy. Mommy, you're crying, crying, crying. So you have some samskara. You have some samskara in your chitta. You have some familiarity about crying. You have a very strong samskara in your chitta, crying for mother. Mata krandan samskara. Mata krandan samskara. Crying for mother. Mommy. So Gurudev, he took the mala. He said, so you have that krandan samskara? Acha. Yes, Gurudev. So now, cry. Chant, please, my dear Krishnadas. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Just like a baby crying for his mother. Jakkaro. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please give me darshan. Please give me darshan. Don't we want to see the one we're trying to love? Don't we want to see the one we are trying to love? Are we not trying to love Krishna? Anyone disagrees? If you're going to love someone, do you want to see them also? Want to see them, feel them, play with them, be with them? Everything with them. With them, yes, with them. Dandavangilena apaneyachakari. Krodha Vyanjan Bari Lagi Lena Gora Hari Gora Hari Gora Hari Gora Hari. Out of his own sweet will, Gora Hari broke the tree danda and then expressed his anger. In other words, he broke it through the hands of Nittai. It was his will. Danda Bhanga Icha Gora Hari. So this is another inconceivability of the Lord. He was his desire that his danda get broken. His Gauranga's desire entered the heart of Nittai. Because Nittai is Sevananda Murti. Nittai is Sevananda Murti. Gauranga Sevananda Murti Nittai. His life and soul is Gauranga Seva. Whatever the Lord wants, the devotee carries out. The pure devotee, he knows the desire of the Lord. Bhagavan Icha, pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta Karta. Whatever the Bhagavan wants, the pure devotee does. The pure devotee knows what the Lord wants without him telling him. There's three characteristics of a Sevite. Three kinds of servants. One servant, he knows the mind of the master. He understands what the master needs and what he requires at moment to moment. This is first class Sevite. Paka Shishya. Guru or master does not have to ask, oh, bring me water, oh, bring me food, oh, turn on the fan, oh, turn off the fan, oh, bring me this. Second class servant, he has to be asked, oh, please bring this, oh, yes, then he does it. Then third class servant, he's asked, and he does, maybe doesn't, does the service, maybe not, maybe begrudgingly. So Nityananda is first class servant of Gauranga. He's bhakta exemplar. He is the acharya of bhakti. He's the guru of devotion, guru of seva. Seva guru is Nittai. Balaram is serving in all different forms. Nittai is serving in all different forms. Gauranga, Balaram is serving in all different forms. Krishna. So he knows Gauranga Icha. Gauranga was far away down the road, down the Rasta. Nittai was traveling with Gadadhar, Jagananda. Jagannatha was carrying a danda. Nittai in his heart. Nittai said, oh, acha. The Lord's desire has entered my heart. The pure devotee speaks according to the desire of the Lord. The pure devotee acts according to the desire of the Lord. Do you think that Nittai acts independently of the Lord? Is it possible for Nittai to act independently of the Icha of Gauranga? Impossible. Impossible. Whatever Gauranga desires, Nittai does happily, immediately, perfectly, expertly, joyfully, Sevananda. He experiences the greatest anand in serving. Seva, more seva. Anyone that has really served Krishna, or anyone who has really served Vaishnav, they know what service means. Service means bliss. Bliss. Service means bliss. Anand. Seva equals anand. Vaishnav seva equal anand. Bhagavan ka seva equal anand. Bhagavan kaseva sama anand equals bliss, joy. One becomes happy by serving. Jivera sarupaya krishnaya nityadas. This is our sarup. This is our swabhav. Now we have this viparita swabhav. Upside down nature. Perverted nature. Pure spiritual nature becomes contaminated material nature. Dushtaman, dushtajana, purusha abhiman. This is all nash, this is all mal, dirt. There's no joy in lordship, no ishvara bhav, hankara bhav. Yes, hankar, ishvara bhav. There's no anand there, no happiness. So the desire of Gauranga entered Nittai's heart. And he said, oh yes, my Lord has passed one yuga carrying this danda. 12 days. Oh, it's been 12 days. The term is over. He's done that sannyasi thing. He carried the danda for 12 years. 12 years means 12 days for Gauranga. For one yuga. Okay. He showed the ideal example. But he's in Radha Bhav. He's in Mahabhav. Maranakya Mahabhav. Why he needs a danda? And breaks it. It was the desire of Gauranga. Now when Nittai comes before Gauranga, Gauranga gets very angry. He says, Krodha. Danda bangi icha. Then it says, Krodha. He said, he who gave the desire to break the danda, now he's getting angry. Hey! This is achintya achar, inconceivable behavior. Saying one thing, doing another, it's called inconsistent. Inconsistent behavior. Well, you're inconsistent. Well, guess what? I'm a living entity. I have a right to be inconsistent. I'm not a machine. Living entities can be inconsistent. They're not programmed computers with a software. Living entities have a soft heart, not software. The jivas have a soft heart. Komal riddhi, not software. Software is computer, machine. So sometimes a person acts like this, sometimes like that. Sometimes says this, sometimes says that. But you said, but you did. But not now. That was yesterday. Hey, wait a minute. I can't understand. Your behavior bewilders me. Your statements are equivocal, and I cannot fathom the inner meaning of your actions or statements. Swamiji, please explain yourself. Clarify your statements. I'm Pago. Me Pagohun. Acha. That explains everything. Ektam Pago. Okay, certified. Okay, Jao. Nam Karo. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Rasik Pagal. Bhaut Bhagya 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 Vanta Bhagya Vanta Bhagya Vanta. One in million, billion, jillion, zillion jivas can be Rasik Pagal. That title is not easily earned. So this Lord is very inconceivable. Text 232. Prabhubale Sabedanda Matra Chila Sangha Taho Aji Krishnera Ichate Haila Bhanga. Mahaprabhu said, Granga picked up the remains of his danda, which I'm not going to break this into three pieces. But his danda was in three pieces, teen bar, teen piece, his danda, not egg piece, no. He picked up the pieces of the danda and he said, Sabai danda matra chile sangha. This danda was my only sangha, my only companion. Krishna Icha Haila Bhanga. Krishna Icha Haila Bhanga. But today, by Krishna's will, it was broken. So now, first, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that by Gauranga's Icha, Nityananda broke the danda. Then, after Nityananda broke the danda and admitted it, then Gauranga became angry at him and rebuked Nitai, chastised him. And now, Gauranga says he makes a confession. He says, actually, it wasn't my desire. It was not Gurungic, it was Krishnaicha. It's called passing the buck. First it was Nittai's fault. He broke it. It's called a Naimitic Karan and Utapan. I think it's Upadana Karan. Upadana Karan and Naimitic Karan. The efficient cause and the immediate cause. The immediate cause of breaking the danda was Nittai, because Nittai broke it. Yes? That's called the Naimittic Karan. But the Upadhan Karan, I believe, the efficient or the actual cause was Krishna. But first it was attributed, the cause was attributed to Gauranga Icha. Then Gauranga stands up and says, no, not me, it was him. This is Krishna's desire. And that's significant because he says that this is my sangha, this is my companion, because what does a sannyasi have? What does he have? He has kamandalu, danda, kopin, bahirvas, bahas. That's his only possession. So now his dear friend, his dear companion, the danda has been broken. Gauranga continues. Heteke amara sange karo sangha nahi. Tomara va age chala kiba ami jai. Gauranga said, now I do not require anyone's company. Karo sanga nai. Amara sanga. Previously, for 12 days, for one yuga, I carried that danda. Danda sanga. I don't need that danda anymore. Either tomara wa age chala kiba amijai. Either you go ahead or I will go ahead. Now, this next goes on. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains. 234. Dvi rupti karite agya shakti ache kara sabe haila shuni chintita apara. Vrindavan Das says, Thakurji, who has the power to refute Gauranga's decision? On hearing his words, the devotees all became anxious. Because what had happened here, in case you don't understand the thinking of Gauranga and what the six companions, because when he said, Danda Sangha, Danda Bhanga Sangha, Lord Chaitanya said, oh, my danda was my sangha. I'm a sannyasi. I'm nirapeksha, niskinchan. I have no friends, I have no enemies. Asanga, sangini, no. I have Bhagavan, I have Sarvadeva, I have Sarvadevatas, Sarvadeva Adishtan in my danda, and I have Vishnu in my danda, and my Ishtadev, my Ishta in my heart, Sitaram or Lakshmi Narayan, and the Madhva Sampradaya, or let's say Sri Sampradaya Sannyasi. my ishta, vridi, vridi ishta, in my heart, Lakshmi Narayan, Sri Vaishnav, Sri Dandi Vaishnav. Koi sangha necha, I don't need any sangha, I don't need anyone. So he said, Lord Gauranga said, now, he said in this verse, he said, I don't require anyone's company. You broke my danda, that was my sangha, and you broke it. So when he's saying, I don't require anyone's company, on one level, Gauranga is referring to the danda, but on another level, he's referring to the six-member sangha, his actual Vaishnav sangha that he was with, the bhakta sangha. Oh, okay, you broke my danda, okay, I finished one yuga, I finished 12 years of that, fine, I don't need that anymore. I don't need the sangha of that danda, and I don't need your sangha either, Nittai, or Gadadhar, or Jagannanda, I don't need anyone. From now on, from this day on, either you go ahead, all six of you, you go to Jagannath Puri. Nilachala jao. Nilachala yatra jao. 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 Either you go ahead or I go. But we won't go together. Sangha means together. Satsang. Sangha nehi. This sangha khatam ho gaya. So now it says, that's why Vrindavan Das Thakur says that chintita. Chinta. Chinta means anxious. Disturbed. Their minds, uh-oh. What's happening here? We had a good thing going here. We had a really good thing going here for 12 days. Not even 12 days, because a few days he was by him, only a few were with him. But for about 12 days, this exclusive group of six devotees, of six premi bhaktas, Jagannanda, Rukmini, Nittai, Ananga Manjari, Balaram, Mukunda is a gopi, Madhumati Saki, Mukunda, he's a gopi in Krishna Leela, Mukunda. And then Brahmananda Bharati, I don't know his identity in Krishna Leela. And then there was Gadadhar is Radharani. And Govinda Das, I don't know his suru. But all this is these six devotees, such premi bhaktas, such premi bhakta sangha. He's okay, Chordo. Bina danda, bina sangha, bina danda sangha, bina apne sangha. I'm without my danda, I'm without your sangha. Sab jao. Bhakti log chintita. Huh? What's he saying? And everyone's looking at each other. This is in a movie, the camera's looking at, shows the face of Gauranga, very stern, very firm. A heavy statement. You go out, you go ahead, you go on your yatra by yourself, or I'll go on my own yatra. Not together. That's what he said. So now the camera showed, lens of the camera goes on the different devotees, and their faces are registering so much disturbance and chinta and anxiousness and anxiety. What did Gauranga say? What does he feel? What is he meaning? This is the end of it? We'll be left here? He's going without us? We became very anxious. There's a suspense. What's going to happen? Everyone was a little too shaken up to even say anything. And finally, one of those six devotees got enough courage, got enough strength to speak something to Gauranga, to reply to his heavy statement, final statement, crushing statement. Mukunda Valena, Tabe Tumi Chala Age, Amara Sabara Kichu, Pache Kritya Ache. All right, Prabhu, then you go ahead. We will all come later, after finishing our duties, kritya, nitya kritya means daily duties, anek anik snan, anik puja, smaran, different karpan, nitya kritya, datun, different duties we do every day. They say, we'll do our duties, you go. We'll meet you later. Because Mukunda understood the mood of Gauranga. He wants to be alone. He, Gauranga, Krishna, wants to be alone to search for Krishna. Radha wants to be alone to search for Krishna. As Gauranga is Krishna and Radha Bhav. Balabali Chalilena Shigora Sundar. Mata Singha Praya Gati Likite Dushkara. I told you, Nisringa Chaitanya Bhagavan Ki. Balo, balo. Gaurasundar replied to Mukunda, balo, balo. Very good, very good. Then he departed. And how did he leave? Did he shuffle his feet? Did he drag his chapels along the ground? Plop, 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 plop. When people walk, they drag their back of their chapels. Plop, plop, plop. Did he amble? Did he walk like Krishna, like a drunken elephant? When Krishna comes in after Gocharan Leela, Uttaragoshta Leela with Balaram Dalji, they're walking like drunken elephants. Matahati, like drunken elephants. Just side to side like this. Very relaxed, just coming, walking like this, coming, strolling into Vrindavan, all the cows are in front, lakhs and lakhs of cows. Did Gauranga walk like that? Very relaxed, very just glancing here and there, looking at the birds and the trees, and looking for gopis. Krishna, of course, is looking for gopis. Looking for the gopis in the kunjas or in the palace rooftops. Where's the gopi? Oh, gopi kaha. Was that the mood? Was that the mood? Because we express our bhav. What is our bhav? What is our feeling? It's expressed by our actions. If we're krodha bhav, if our heart is full of anger, our eyes become very red. It's one symptom of anger. Yeah, it can be red for other reasons, but red because of anger. And we start perspiring, and our muscles start flexing, and our tongue starts getting loose. We're ready to speak something. We're angry, krodha bhav, and we'll express it through our bodies. So, Gauranga's heart, Gaurasundar's heart is burning with Shyam Sundar Viraha. Shyam Sundar Viraha, separation from Shyam. Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. Oh, you broke my danda. Okay, that means my sannyas is over. It's finished. 12 days means one yuga, one complete unit. 12 years, 12 days. Okay, why they didn't break it 11 days or 10 days or 14 days? It's significant. Why 12 days? It's one yuga. I did it. I completed. I fulfilled the sannyas ashram. I was brahmachari. I went to Gangadasa's school. I learned Sanskrit and it in Naya and so many things, Kavi. And then I went Grihastha. And then I left sannyas. So now I'm finished sannyas. Now it's Bhav Marg. Bhav Marg. It's not Varnashram Dharma. Varnashram Dharma Chordho. 12 days, okay, finished. Speed course. Rapid course. Very fast. One yuga. Nitai, broke. I completed all 4 ashrams. Very, very fastly. 12 years sannyas, okay, finished. Now, Bhav Marg, Viraha, Radha Viraha, Radha Viraha Pat, the path of Radha separation. I'm going on that path. Forget Varnashram Dharma Sannyas Chordo. Thank you very much, Nitai, Mukunda, Brahmananda Bharati, Govinda, thank you. Okay, bye. I'm leaving. Up, step jao. How did he go? Mata Singha Praya Gati. Likite Dushkar. Likite means to write. Likan. Dushkar. Dushkar means difficult to do. Dushkarte. Dushkartohan. Dush, difficult. Hard. Dushkarte. Likana. It's very hard to write this. It's very hard to write this down, says Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's very hard to describe this scene. How everybody felt. And what am I seeing in my Leela Spurti, in my Leela Samadhi? Vrindavan Das Thakur is seeing this. Of course, this book he tells in the beginning, he said, this book is written by the Lord. The Lord entered me and wrote this Chaitanya Bhagavat. But I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, am seeing all these Leelas which I'm describing in my Leela Samadhi. And I'm seeing it. Leela Drishti. Gaur Leela Drishti. And then I'm supposed to do Gaur Leela Linkana. Linkana, Linkana. Right? And it's Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's Dushkara. Dushkara, very, very difficult. What am I seeing? I'm seeing this. Now I'm supposed to put in the, okay, I'm seeing this. I'm supposed to write down in words what I'm seeing. I'm seeing someone who's intoxicated. I'm seeing someone who's mad. I'm seeing someone who's become a lion. Singha Praya. Mata Singha Praya. Mata Singha Praya Gati. This is how he walked. He didn't walk like strolling, rambling, ambling, strolling into Nandagram to playing his flute, just relax. Oh, yes, just that. Mata Singha Praya Gati. Gati means his movements, his walking. He was running like a maddened lion. Mata Singha Praya, almost like a maddened lion. A lion becomes mad when he's angry, when he's hungry. If he's angry, he becomes mad when he attacks, when he's attacking an elephant. Hati Singha Yuda. Hati Singha Yuda. When the lion is fighting the elephant, he becomes mad. And when he's hungry, he becomes mad. So is Gauranga fighting? Is Gauranga mad? Has he become a maddened lion because he's fighting an elephant? No, he's not fighting the bull elephant of his mind. We're fighting the elephant of our mind. But he's in this mood of a lion because he's hungry. He's hungry. He's hungry. Gauranga is hungry. So when a lion becomes hungry, he hasn't eaten for days. Sometimes days and weeks he doesn't eat. And finally he goes out on the chase. He goes out to find, oh look, there's something. I have to run. There's a deer, there's an antelope. Ah. And he becomes mad and he starts running to jump on that deer and antelope and eat that flesh of that animal to live. He's hungry to the point of death. When one becomes so hungry that they're almost going to die, they become mad. Mata Singha Praya. So Gauranga was so hungry, he was about to die. He was hungry for the darshan of Brajendra Nandan, Shamasundar Jagannath. So he started running. Where is he running? Is he running to the lakeside to jump on a deer? Is he running across the plains to jump on an antelope? He's running in Jagannath Yatra, Nilachale Jatra. He's running like a mad lion. He's so hungry. He wants to feast. A lion wants a feast. Utsav. Utsav means feast. Mahaprasad Utsav. Bhavotsav. Feast for the belly. He wants a feast for the eyes. What? Sham Kahan, Sham Kahan. Kahan, Kahan, Sham. He's hungry to have darshan of Krishna. He's hungry to hear the flute of Krishna. And someone told him, you can find Krishna in Puri. And Jagannath is Krishna. Mahabhav Prakash. You're in Mahabhav. Go there. Go there. Two drunks can meet over there. One drunken woman and one drunken man. Gauranga is Krishna. He's drunk in separation from Radha. And Jagannath is Krishna, drunk and sober, being vice versa, from Krishna. So that this is a Mahabhav. Krishna is in Mahabhav in separation from Radha. Radha is in Mahabhav in separation from Krishna. So Krishna's Mahabhav is being experienced as Gauranga. I mean, Radha's Mahabhav is being experienced as Gauranga. So he says, go there, go there. Go to Puri, you'll find Mahabhav Krishna. Mahabhav Prakash. This is told by Kanaya Kuntia, one arisen, Shud Bhakta. He wrote one book, Mahabhav Prakash, which our Gaura Govinda Swami used to often speak sometimes from. So Mahabhavati, Mahabhavati Radha, and Mahabhav Krishna. Mahabhav Krishna, yes, Jagannath, is Mahabhav Prakash. So this says, Mata Singha Praya, almost like a mad lion, he starts running down the road to Jagannath Puri, to Neelachala. Neelachala, the blue mountain, that Ujvala Neelamani Sham. Ujvala Neelamani. Neelachala means Neelamani. Neelamani Sham. Ujvala Neelamani. Ujvala Prem. Ujvala Prem Sarup Krishna. Ujvala Prem Sarupini Radha. Radharani's Bhav is, Gauranga is carrying Radharani's Bhav. Bhav and Kanti of Radha. Running to Puri. Hungry for the Bhav and Kanti of Sham, Sham Kanti, Sham Kanti and Sham Bhav. Radha thrives on Sham's Kanti. And Krishna thrives, he lives on, he subsists on Radha Kanti. Tata Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. This is Krishna's prayer. Krishna prays like this, Pranamami Hari Priye. Oh Hari Priya, oh Hari Priya Radha, you are my prana. We say, we offer pranams to Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. This is Krishna's pranam prayer to his Radha. Oh Tapta Kanchani, O Tata Kanchani Radha, O Gaurangi Radha, your beautiful Angi, your beautiful arms, your beautiful legs, your neck, Gaura Kanti, Gauranga Kanti, so pleasing, so charming, so ujwala, ujor, 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 so brilliant, Kanchana, Kanchana Jor, ujor, Kanchana ujor, like molten gold, gold melted. Gold melted and purified 8 lakh times, 100,000 times melted and purified. Suvarna Champa, was it? Tadit Suvarna Champaka. Radharani's complexion, her Kanchana, her Kanti is like lightning and golden Champak. So beautiful. So this is. Why he's in this mood of a mad lion, like practically a mad lion, so hungry for that darshan. And we see that this mad lion ran all the way to Neelachala, that Ujvala Neelamani Shamsundar, Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar Jagannath. Jagannath Swami Ki! And what happened when he went, when he ran into the temple, he just broke into, just busted into the temple, ran across, Prashantananda Shah! Then fainted. Boom! And Chokidar, ha! This Chor, the Gunda, is trying to steal the deity. Coming to beat him. And Sarvabhauma, some other people taking darshan. No, wait. This is some Siddha Mahatma, some great soul. I'll take him to my guard, Sarvabhauma's guard. Maddened lion. So we'll leave it at that, Hare Krishna.